Chapter 2. My Family. I never met my great-uncle. He died some 10 years before my birth. But I know him vividly through the legacy he left. The villagers of Taktsur remembered my great-uncle's visits as occasions for the community to come together for festivals of dancing, singing, eating and drinking, and for the 10 or sometimes 20 ounce silver ingots he often distributed to everyone who came. I still have a 50-ounce ingot he once gave my aunt. The generosity showered upon my grandparents by Taktsur Rinpoche after his return transformed our lives. Their decades of poverty came to an end. My parents inherited the house and the land. It was there that my siblings and I were born. It was Taktsur Rinpoche who made our new lives possible. Our village of 14 families was nestled in the mountains about 5,000 feet above sea level. Our house was one of the best in the village with 3 separate courtyards. The compound was completely enclosed, entered through a big, multicolored carved wooden gate that opened onto the first large courtyard that was edged by rectangular buildings. The main building was made of rammed, whitewashed clay with a flat roof accessible by ladder from the courtyard below. We often grew flowers on the roof, and from it we could look out across the mountains and valleys. The kitchen was just on the right after entering. It was the liveliest room of the house because it contained both the stove where my mother cooked and the kang where we ate our meals and spent much of the day, especially during the winter. Our kang was a raised rammed earth platform covered with rugs and pillows and short-legged tables where our food was served. It was warmed by burning wood underneath, fed through a door on the outside wall. The heated kang kept us warm during Omdo's long, cold winters. Looking straight ahead from the entrance gate horizontally was my parents' room and the altar room where they prayed every morning. To the left, perpendicular to my parents' room, was a guest room and a storeroom. The rooms were connected to each other inside, and some also had doors out to the courtyard.